With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration has agreed to partially fund the government's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program after being ordered to by two federal judges.
President Trump's administration said Monday that the federal government will cover about half of November's usual costs for the SNAP program. SNAP is the nation's largest food aid program, and it helps about 42 million Americans, approximately 1 in 8, buy groceries each month. The government had intended not to fund it at all for November due to the federal shutdown, but two judges last week told the administration that it had to use at least one specific pot of money to fund SNAP.
Correspondent Jeff Mulvihill reporting. President Trump is threatening Nigeria with military action over the persecution of Christians. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Upset with what he calls the mass slaughter of Christians, the president said he's ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria. He wrote on social media that the U.S. may very well go into Nigeria, guns a-blazing, to stop the killing. The president also warned that he will immediately stop all aid and assistance to the West African nation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Donald Trump features prominently in state and local elections happening Tuesday, a year after he retook the White House. These elections are the first general contests of his second term. The results could either support or challenge his agenda. Key races include the governor's seats in Virginia and New Jersey, the New York City mayoral race, and a California proposition on redistricting. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 226 points. This is SRN News. An evangelical group is planning to celebrate America's birthday with the Bible.
The country turns 250 years old in 2026, and Christians Engaged wants to remind the nation where it got its founding principles from. In April, the ministry will host a week-long event in Washington, D.C., during which national leaders will read from the Bible. The White House Faith Office is involved, along with organizations such as Turning Point USA, Samaritan's Purse, and Prison Fellowship. The reading will take place at the Museum of the Bible. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democrats and their allied groups are pouring money into the campaigning for a Pennsylvania state Supreme Court election. Possible signs of concern for a race that could reshape the highest court in the largest presidential battleground. Spending in the race is on track to exceed $15 million as Democrats try to blunt a Republican campaign to oust three Democratic justices. This is SRN News. Federal officials are investigating another near miss between a commercial passenger jet and a helicopter.
The National Transportation Safety Board says it happened over Cleveland, Ohio, October 29th. A Southwest Airlines 737 from Baltimore to Cleveland and a Eurocopter medical helicopter came closer to each other than the minimum amount of distance required between aircraft to maintain safety. The Southwest flight had to abort its landing at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport. This comes as the government shutdown has increased pressure on the air traffic control system. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The Justice Department is urging a federal judge to reject James Comey's claim that his prosecution amounts to political retribution. Prosecutors said in court papers Monday that the former FBI director has failed to show he's being targeted as punishment for his criticism of the president. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.